This is Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Can everybody hear me okay? You can all come a little closer if you want it. So this is a very humble place, isn't it? Standing here in the dirt in the street.
Would you like some water?
But this temple here, this is a samadhi of one of the most famous devotees of Jagannath in all of Orissa. There was one Muslim general whose name was Lobeg. And once he was coming with an army to Jagannath Puri to break the gate of Jagannath and the temple of. As they were going on the road from Bhubaneswar, he saw a very beautiful girl taking bath in the pond. Without even thinking for a moment, that Muslim general jumped off his horse and grabbed the girl. And his soldiers were saying, what about the battle? What are you doing? He said, never mind the battle, I want the girl. So he captured that poor girl. Her name was Lalita. And she was a devotee of Gopinath from her childhood. And so Lalbeg forced her to become his wife.
He gave her a
new name, Fatima. And she tried to escape many times, but she couldn't get away. And eventually he made her pregnant. And they had a son. And they named him Solobeg after his father, who was Lalbeg. And Lalbeg raised his little boy to be a very good Muslim. He trained him to fight. And it's a very long story. We printed many stories about Solobeg and some of his songs in one of our magazines. Anyway, there was one big battle and Lalbeg was killed. And his son Solobeg, who was by then a young man, was also wounded very badly. He was in so much pain. And they took him to many different doctors. But no one could heal him. Finally, he told his mother, I want to die. It's too much pain. And then his mother, she said, my dear son, there's another possibility.
He
said, what are the possibility? She said, there's someone named Gopinath. He said, what do you mean, Gopinath? We're Muslims. And his mother said, my dear son, there's a secret I never told you. And she told him her whole history, how she'd been forced to marry his father. And she told her son that you pray to Gopinath, Gopinath will help you. The boy, he said, okay, mother, I'll pray to your God. But if in 7 days he doesn't heal my wounds and I will kill myself, it's too much pain. So his mother, she told him, you chant this nice mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And every day he was chanting that mantra. And 6 days went by. And he wasn't healed. He said, mother, better I die. That night while he was sleeping, Gopinath came to him and gave him some ashes. And Gopinath smeared the ashes on Salabek's wound. And when Salabek woke up in the morning, he was completely healed. It's a very long story. So he became a devotee. And he went to Vrindavan. And he wrote many songs about Krishna. Marsh. But Salabek still had one desire in his heart. He wanted to see Jagannath. He'd heard all about Jagannath from his mother. So one day the desire to see Jagannath was so strong, he decided to leave Vrindavan to come to Jagannath Puri. To walk from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri takes several months. And Salabek was feeling very sad. Because he knew by the time I arrived, the Rathyatra will be over. And that'll be the only chance I get to see Jagannath. So as he was walking from Vrindavan, some of you watch the faces of some of the Arya people around us right now. Salabek wrote a song, I'll just sing the first two words. Watch their face, everybody knows this song. Jagabandhu hey Gosai. He began singing a song beginning Jagabandhu hey Gosai. That oh my dear Jagabandhu Jagannath, please be kind to me. You wait. Wait in the Rathyatra cart until I arrive.
Он начал петь Джагабанду, Джагананта, пожалуйста, будь милостив ко мне, подожди, пока я не вернусь, останови свою колесницу.
Salabek was singing like this and crying and crying.
Salabek пел это и плакал, и плакал.
And he was walking from Vrindavan.
И он шел пешком от Вриндавана.
He arrived here in Puri a week or so after the Rathyatra had finished.
Он прибыл сюда в Пури через неделю после того, как Рathyatra закончилась.
But when he came to Grand Road, he saw a big crowd of people.
Но когда он пришел на эту главную дорогу, он увидел большую толпу людей.
He said, "What's happening? Why so many people here?"
Что происходит? Почему здесь так много людей?
They said, "You didn't hear the news?"
Они сказали, ты что, не слышал новости?
No, what are you talking about?
Нет, о чем вы говорите?
Very mysterious.
Очень мистическая вещь.
Jagannath's chariot stopped in the middle of the road and no one could move it.
Колесница Джагананты остановилась посреди дороги, никто не мог двинуть ее.
Two things Jagannath likes to do in his pastimes.
Две вещи Джагананты любит делать в своих играх.
Stops the chariot.
Останавливает колесницу.
And he comes in a dream.
И приходит в свое во сне.
So Salabek, he went running.
И вот Салабек побежал.
That chariot was stopped right here at this very place.
Эта колесница остановилась вот здесь, на этом самом месте.
And Salabek came before Lord Jagannath. He was crying and he wrote another song on the spot glorifying Jagannath.
Пристал перед Господом Джагананта здесь и плакал, написал еще одну песню о Господе Джагананте.
Lord Jagannath's chariot had been sitting here for maybe 2 weeks.
Колесница Господа Джагананты стояла здесь, может быть, 2 недели.
As soon as Salabek came and had darshan of Jagannath, then suddenly the cart started moving by itself. So Salabek, he made his bhajan kuti here in this place. This is the place where Jagannath stopped for him. And he decided, I'm going to do my bhajan here for the rest of my life. Salabek was never allowed inside the temple. But he's probably the most famous devotee in all of Orissa. And to this day, everybody sings his songs. So Salabek stayed here in this place for the rest of his life. The place where Jagannath stopped for him. And when he left his body, they made a samadhi for him. What is your stories, okay?
Nice stories.
Salabek Maharaj ke, Shri Jagannath Swami ke, Kapremanande. So now, we're going to go a little further. We have just a few words. The place where they say is the Bhajan Kutir of Jayadev Goswami.
Мы останавливаемся у места, где, как говорится, находится Bhajan Kutir Jayadeva Goswami.
And we'll say just two words there.
Мы там скажем пару слов.
And then we'll go to the Gundicha temple. We'll be there within a few minutes.
И потом отправимся в храм Гундича, то мы будем там через несколько минут.